hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone.
Isaiah 43, 1 through 7. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I've called you by my name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt as a ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I'm formed and made. Many years ago, during one of my summers, I spent working at Camp Wanakee, which is one of our United Methodist camps. I counseled a week of day camp. Day campers are by their very nature little. Most of them have just finished kindergarten. But there is one camper I had that week named Jack, who was smaller than even your average day camper. Now, this was like over a decade ago, so I do realize that Jack is now like 18 and out there in the world and may very well be like 6'4". But many years ago, as a kindergartner, he was tiny. And so it's Monday, and it's the first day of day camp, and we go to the pool in the afternoon. All the campers are getting in the pool, and I get in the pool, and I turn around and look at the shallow end of the pool, which is only about 3 feet deep at the most. And there is Jack standing in the water, and the water is up to his eyes, and he's just standing there with this terrified look on his face. The poor kid was so tiny that even the shallow end of the pool was too deep for him. Because I was closer to him than any lifeguard, and because he was so small, I just picked him up and carried him to the edge of the pool and set him down. He was obviously a little scared, and he didn't want to go back in the pool anymore that day, and I told him that was okay. When day camp was over for the day, Jack's mom came to get him, and we explained what had happened, and thankfully his mom wasn't too mad at us. Jack came back to camp the next day, and I pretty much just expected him to not swim for the rest of the week. But he goes and he changes with the rest of the boys, and he comes out all ready to swim, this time armed with his water wings. With his water wings on, the water no longer overtook him. With his water wings on, he could swim in the pool with confidence. With his water wings on, he didn't have to be afraid. The scripture passage we have been hearing tonight from Isaiah is kind of like our spiritual water wings. It's a reminder that when we pass through the waters and when we walk through the fire, that we don't have to be afraid because we have our water wings to get us through. We aren't going to be overtaken. We aren't going to be overwhelmed. No matter what trial or distress or struggle, we have this promise. God will be with us. We belong to God. God created us. God redeems us. God looks at each and every one of us and says, "You are mine." We belong to God. In a world in which we might find ourselves questioning our identities and searching for a place to belong, God declares that we belong because we are all God's children. The words in our passage from Isaiah this evening are words of hope and promise to a people who are definitely feeling a lack of those things in their lives. This passage takes place while the Jewish people have been exiled. They've been forced to leave their homes and their town, and their temple has been destroyed. Everything they used to know is no more. Talk about questioning their identity. Talk about not having a place to belong. They no longer had where they were from. They no longer had their place of worship. And in many cases, they no longer had their families or anybody from their local community. Yet in the midst of this, the prophet Isaiah offers these words from God. "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you." We belong to God. God knows our names. Our identity is found in being children of God. And how do we know that's true for our lives? Well, the scripture tells us that we know that we belong to God because God created us and God redeems us. First, God created us. This, of course, brings us back to the thoughts of Genesis in the beginning of creation, that God made us and formed us and all of creation. But this promise is also more than that. The end of our scripture passage says, "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." We know we belong to God, not only because God created us, but because God created us for God's glory, for a purpose, to serve and to belong to God. We are uniquely designed by God, each and every one of us. And so when we face times of fear and unknown and trial, we can hold fast to the promise that we belong to God because we see how God created us. We belong to God because God created us, and because God redeems us. The scripture says, "Do not fear, I have redeemed you." We belong to God. No matter what we have done, God redeems us. So those things in your past, those bad decisions, those broken relationships, those hurts, God wants to redeem even those. These people that Isaiah is giving this message to, they had messed up. And yet this promise from God is that God redeems. God purchases us back. So those waters that you have passed through that were full of your own sin, full of decisions of your own making, God redeems that. The flames that you caused, God redeems that. Despite all of our sins and all of our failures, all the ways that we mess up and harm our relationships with God and with others and with ourselves, God still calls us by name. We still belong to God. That's the promise of the scripture, and it's the promise of our faith. It's the promise that we receive through the death and resurrection of Christ, who destroys the power of sin and death so that we might experience redemption right now. It's the promise that we're called to return to time and time again when we fall short and we mess up. And it's the promise that draws us closer to our identity and closer to the truth that God is looking at each and every one of us and declaring, "You are mine." For my niece, like most 2.5-year-olds, mine is one of her favorite words. She immediately declared every Christmas present under the tree, mine. Every cookie she sees is mine. Every toy she encounters of any child's is mine. And yet, as we age and we learn to share, which sharing isn't necessarily a bad thing, I think we also lose some of the power of the word mine. We forget the intensity of what it means to claim and to be claimed. We forget the importance of knowing that we belong to someone. But the important work that God is doing is declaring that we are claimed by him. No matter what you do, God says, you are mine. No matter what you face, God says, you are mine. No matter what happens to you, God says, you are mine. No matter your past, God says, you are mine. No matter your present, God says, you are mine. No matter your future, God says, you are mine. We belong to God. God knows our names. And when we pass through the water, the truth is that our spiritual water wings keep us afloat. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flames shall not consume you. And we know and we trust that this truth that God has claimed us as children, this truth that God knows our names, this truth that we are God's, we see it in the life of Jesus, who came and lived among us, who taught us, who healed, who showed us what it's like to live a life where you truly belong to God. And Jesus, on the night in which he knew he would be arrested and tried and crucified, he gathered with his disciples in that upper room, and he took bread, and he gave thanks to God. And he broke the bread, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, and it's given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then later, when the supper was over, he took the cup, and he gave thanks to God, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, and it's poured out for each and every one of you for forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let us pray. Holy God, we come to you tonight as your children. Lord, we ask that you might pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Lord, we ask that you might make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, so that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with each other and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, in your holy ministry, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Here in the United Methodist Church, we practice an open table of communion. That means we don't believe you need to be a member of this church or any church to receive communion with us this evening. We just ask that you come forward with a heart that's ready to receive the grace of Jesus Christ. We'll receive communion this evening by intinction. That means you'll be given a piece of the bread and asked to lightly dip it in the cup, and you'll receive both elements at the same time. We do have a gluten-free option available if you prefer that. I'll invite my server to come forward, and then I'll invite you all to come as you feel led.
Thank you.
Go forth knowing and trusting that God created you, that God redeems you, that you belong to God, that God looks at you as his child and declares, "You are mine." Go in peace. Amen.